USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump says the United States and China are moving closer toward a trade agreement. And the New York Times reports that the fate of the Chinese telecom giant, facing criminal charges along with its chief financial officer, could be resolved as part of a final trade deal with Beijing.
China has the advantage of having many years of tremendous success at the expense of the United States. So they understand that. And I never blamed China for that. I blamed our past leaders. Our leaders have done a lousy job with trade. Our country lost $800 billion last year with trade generally. So the vice premier understands that. This same agreement should have been made 20 years ago, not now.
President Trump reacts to news that his friend, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, has been charged with two counts of soliciting sex from a prostitute.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
R&B singer R. Kelly charged Friday with multiple criminal counts of sexual abuse of several underage victims. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents two alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
Girls that many would not listen to. Girls that came from very tough times and tough neighborhoods in many instances. These were the most vulnerable. And yet this predator, Mr. Kelly, preyed on them repeatedly.
Kelly is to appear in bond court Saturday in Chicago. California parents who pleaded guilty Friday to torture and child abuse could spend the rest of their lives in prison. Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestron says that's a good thing for their children.
They have a zest for life and huge smiles, and I'm optimistic for them, and I think that's how they feel about their future.
David and Louise Troopin starved and shackled some of their 13 children to beds. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the NFL Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, is charged with soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida, as part of a police sting operation. The 77-year-old billionaire businessman is just one of hundreds of people arrested during raids over the past 2 weeks. On CNN, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan on what kind of punishment he could receive from the NFL.
Assuming that there is some kind of guilty plea or conviction, we don't know that yet. But if, in fact, and that's the end result, then Kraft would easily be fined and also suspended. History has shown perhaps 6 games and up to $500,000 fine.
Kraft's spokesman Aaron Salkin issued a statement categorically denying Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. No response yet from the NFL. A retired NASCAR legend will be getting behind the wheel again as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., who retired from full-time racing in 2017, has announced he'll compete at Darlington Raceway's Xfinity Series race on August 31st during that track's Southern 500 weekend. Dale Jr. ran the Xfinity race at Richmond last September and finished fourth. He said the big reason he's picked Darlington to race again was the track surface puts a premium on being smart and managing tires, and he says it's one of the few stops on the circuit that provides that challenge.
Fox News reports comedian Brody Stevens has died in what appears to have been a suicide. He was in The Hangover, Due Date, and The Hangover Part 2. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.